Federal court gives Trump green light to end temporary amnesty for 60,000 migrants. By John Binder on February 10, 2026. A federal court has given President Donald Trump's administration the green light to end temporary protected status, TPS, for about 60,000 migrants living in the United States with no other immigration status. This week, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit granted a stay of a lower court's order that blocked Trump from ending TPS for migrants from Honduras, Nicaragua, and Nepal. A win for the rule of law and vindication for the U.S. Constitution. Under the previous administration, temporary protected status was abused to allow violent terrorists, criminals, and national security threats into our nation. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem said. Last year, DHS announced the end of TPS for Honduras, Nicaragua, and Nepal. Honduras and Nicaragua were first designated for TPS in 1999 following a hurricane. Nepal was designated in 2015 after an earthquake. Noem said TPS had become an amnesty giveaway despite Congress's intention for the program to be temporary. TPS was never designed to be permanent. Yet previous administrations have used it as a de facto amnesty program for decades, Noem said. Given the improved situation in each of these countries, we are wisely concluding what was intended to be a temporary designation. Since the Clinton administration, nearly every president has routinely extended TPS and designated new countries for TPS status. Former President Joe Biden expanded TPS to the highest levels in the program's history, ensuring that over a million migrants became eligible for the quasi-amnesty. The case is National TPS Alliance v. Noem, number 26 to 199 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.